This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now we got Neil Walker joining us right now, and Neil, O'Neal Cruz is also battling it, and through an interpreter after the game yesterday, he said he's losing his confidence. I'm going to ask you a question here we've asked the people on Twitter. It's the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Would you send O'Neal Cruz down to AAA, Neil?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, If we do get down the road here a little bit longer, you know, for me, you have to, when you're talking about your everyday players, you have to, you know, you're assuming that your everyday players are, through 1 month, probably got 100 to 125 at bats, depending on where they hit in the order. So, 150 plate appearances, whatever you want to call it. We're starting to creep up into that territory where, hopefully things turn and you're starting to see at least some positive signs with hard hit balls and at bats and things like that. But I've always felt like in baseball with your everyday position players that you had to break the season up into three sets of 2 months. And for most guys, it was difficult to get off the blocks. And then the middle part of the season, you know, Andrew McCutchen was notorious for this. And we always laugh because he's from Florida and we said his blood hasn't thinned out or whatever you will until about June, and you've stacked up about 300 at bats. But yeah, I can't say that I would, but you hate the idea of a guy with that kind of talent stuffing him down in the 7, 8, 9 hole just to try to get back on track. But it has been done before. So if that's the case, if that's how they're going to handle it, hopefully you're seeing some positive things coming out of at bats. And when things are really hitting the fan per se, you're trying to grab anything you can from a positivity standpoint as a hitter. You always feel like every time you step in the box, it's 0-2, 1-2 before you even blink. And that seems to kind of be the case. And we're seeing them, be a little more passive than last year. We are seeing him be a little bit better with his, with what he's swinging at. But at the same time, after a certain amount of at bats, when the season starts, if you get dubbed a guy that's going to take strike one, and you're a guy that when you get to two strikes, you're trying to look for mistakes, they don't happen in the big leagues. And if they do happen, it's very, very rare. So it's kind of a catch-22. You want your young guys, especially to hit deeper in counts because that's where you learn. But at the same time, you hate to see so many taking strike three calls.
Yeah, and let's stick right there because that's not just an O'Neal Cruz issue. We found the stats here, Neil. The Pirates have been caught looking 61 times this year. That leads Major League Baseball. Their caught looking percentage is 29.3. That's the third highest in Major League Baseball, 5% higher than the league average. The Pirates are only swinging at 44.7% of pitches seen. That's the third lowest mark in Major League Baseball. And they're only swinging at 71% of the strikes, which is the fourth lowest percentage in Major League Baseball. So it seems like this is a philosophy, Neil, for the whole team coming down from Derek Shelton, organizationally coming down from Andy Haynes. Should they change things up here, at least now while they're struggling? Hey, guys, let's be a little bit more aggressive early in counts.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea. And as individuals in a lineup, you try to you try to pigeonhole yourself into what you're being asked to do. If you're hitting 1-2 or you're hitting 8-9, your goal is to do everything you can to try to set the table for 3 through 6, and 7 for that matter. So, you know, if you have your 8-9 and 1 guys be a little bit less aggressive, I'm okay with that. But as I mentioned, when the book gets out, that, and it happens quickly, you know, if you go a week or 2 weeks and people are going, oh, okay, across the board, these guys are making us throw strike one. Well, guess what? You're getting strike one, especially the first time through the order. You know, the only time that I had conversations about whether, you know, it makes sense to be passive or to be less aggressive was when you knew you had a guy that you were facing, you know, maybe Charlie Morton early in his career when his sinker was moving a ton. You would have a conversation, hey, listen, first time through the order, let's make him throw strike one. Make him throw strike one, make him stay on the plate. And when you get into hitting counts at the major league level, your success rate goes through the roof. When you're 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, your success rate goes through the roof. When you're 0-1, 1-2, even 2-2, your success rate goes way down. So I wouldn't be opposed to at least some of your middle of the order guys saying, okay, listen, this is what's happening. This is what the book is. I don't mind you guys being, you know, passive in certain instances, but we got to take some shots early in the count. And if we're going to take shots in the early count, I want you to get the barrel out in front. And if we're going to miss or we're not going to be on time, I would rather you be early and foul balls off and let these pitchers know you're not just going to throw strike one in here for free.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Neil, should they take the shackles off of Jared Jones tonight? You know, it's almost desperation mode. I mean, you lost 6 in a row. You can't make it 7. This is a divisional opponent. If he's out there shoving, should everything go out the window if they have an innings count or if they have an inning or if they have a pitch count? Should they just let him go if he's out there throwing strikes?
Well, I certainly feel like if he gets into a situation like he did in New York where he's not even at 60 pitches and he's through 5 innings, I tend to believe whatever, and obviously the last time out, they didn't even mention number of pitches. They mentioned innings. So, you know, if it's up to 70 now, you know, and you get to 60 pitches, you hope that they'll at least run him out there for 1 or 2 batters or whatever you may. But man, you got to have somebody stop the bleeding. And unfortunately, it's major league level. If you're consistently scoring 1 and 2 runs a game, you're not, you know, it doesn't matter for the most part if Cy Young is out there or Nolan Ryan, you know, you have to find ways to push that 3rd and 4th and 5th run across when you have the opportunity. Because in most instances, if you're not a top dog number one starter or a really good number two starter, chances are you're probably giving up 1, 2, 3 runs in your start. But I'd love to see it, but, you know, all signs are pointing toward a similar set up with Jared Jones than we did you know, his last start out.
Neil Walker joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. O'Neill Cruz talked about his lack of confidence following the game yesterday, and we know he's hitting 209. Well, the struggles have taken their turn now in the field for O'Neill as he drops that pop up yesterday. How real is something like that, Neil, where you are struggling at the plate and it's so tough to get out of your own way that you do carry that out onto the field?
Yeah, I think the expectations for O'Neill are the big thing, right? The expectations for him to immediately affect the game in all facets, in hitting, base running, and defense. And this is a guy that lost a probably 650 valuable plate appearances last year because of the injury. And there's really nothing you can do, right? You know, injuries are going to happen. You know, you hope when he comes back, he's able to slide better, which we've seen him slide at times outside of the one freaky play in New York where he got tripped up trying to avoid the second baseman on a double play tag. But as a young player, I call it somewhat being in survival mode. If you can get out of that survival mode, and that usually happens after year one or two, where you get out of that survival mode and you're grinding, and you're a solidified, bona fide middle of the order guy, that's when you stop seeing things like your defense rolling over from your offense in both positive and negative ways, and also your base running you stop making less errors on the base paths because you're giving yourself more opportunities. You're feeling like you're more part of the order. But I've been in the same shoes as what O'Neal Cruz is going through right now. You're fighting yourself more than anything else. You step in the box, and all of a sudden you look up, and it's 0-2, and you haven't seen a pitch in the heart of the plate. And you're going, okay, do I choke up here? Do I wait for wait for a pitch in the heart of the plate, which probably isn't going to come? And a lot of times when that happens, you tend to get less aggressive. And we're seeing that with him, especially. You're seeing him get strike one. His timing seems to be a little bit off, which is not totally abnormal for a young guy or a guy that's really trying to get his footing and take that next step. And then you're seeing, front door two seamers that are catching the edge of the plate. And so it's a big mixture right now of of not good stuff. I would like to use a word that I can't.
I figured you
air,
might.
But
yeah,
it's just a mixture. And I do think he'll get out of it. He's too talented. He really is. But I think that, just slowing himself down, and we've seen him go down the order a little bit. But internally, he's got to find a way to take the expectations out of him and say, I need to figure out how to get more consistently on time and put better swings and have better at-bats.
Neil, we appreciate your insight as always, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks, Neil.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.